Tape script 1.4. Part 2.
So you started your business with the equivalent of a corner shop, except that
it was a pharmacy. Indeed, yes.
Now, what was it in you two that made you go from that one corner shop to what we have now?
I qualified as an architect, worked in private practices and so on, and ultimately decided that was not for me. So thereafter, I went into business, which was a couple of corner shops, newsagents. All my friends thought I was mad. And so I went into business in East London, in two newsagent shops. But then after a couple of years, I left it. So I came across to where my brother Vijay was and joined him. And by then, he had started his pharmacy business, made a success of it. And by the time I joined him, I think he had about three or four, quite a few shops. And we decided to go together. And
two brothers working in the same business could be a recipe for disaster, you know, power struggles and all the rest of it. But in your cases, what is it, what do you each bring that the other perhaps lacks?
Bikku is a trained architect. And, you know, Bikku has a tremendously disciplined and a very high IQ mind. So I was building up a very, very successful enterprise. That's something I do have in me. The vision, the go, even if I say so myself, I have that in me to build a successful enterprise. I do lack the discipline to look after it. And hence, Bikku's strength, it really enhances my weakness tremendously. So the deal was, I make the wealth, brother, you look after it. Today, 20 or 22, 23 years on, that stays.
Yeah, it sort of works very well. I think basically we complement each other. And where we are different from other people, perhaps there isn't sort of siblings rivalry. A lot of it is sort of for the greater good of the family. A lot of Asian families are like that. They look after the family as a whole. And I think that comes across in our relationships as well, really. And that is important.
On the subject of family, you mentioned earlier how much of a role your mother had in your early life, especially after your father died. What, is she with you now?
Indeed she is, and do you know she's a very strong personality. She lives with me. She's a very strong personality. A truly great lady. She sacrificed her entire life. You know, she just worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for umpteen number of years till we were grown up enough to leave the nest, as it were.
What about in England, in achieving what you've achieved, sure, did you come up against much racial discrimination?
No. And I can safely and honestly, hand on my heart, say that I have not come against any segregation as such in my business, in my working life.
Yeah, I mean, I come slightly earlier on and I had slightly different experiences when I first came to the UK. I couldn't get a job in spite of all my qualification. And at that time, and it was very apparent, I couldn't because of my color of my skin. And this was going back to the 60s. Also, as a newsagent, I had a terrible time when I was, windows would be smashed. My shutters when you, in the shops were attacked. There were all sorts of harassment where I was. It was terrible.